Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, May 8th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the popularity of President Robert Mugabe. Is he that popular? This follows a result by Afro Barometer, which indicates that 64% of Zimbabweans trust President Robert Mugabe despite the country's economic problems.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about President Robert Mugabe's popularity.
A survey conducted by the Mass Public Opinion in conjunction with Afrobarometer and the Institute for Justice and Reconciliation says President Robert Mugabe is trusted by 64% of Zimbabweans. Mr. Mugabe is third after religious leaders and non-governmental organizations. The survey was conducted between 28 January and 10 February, and then 1,200 adult Zimbabweans were actually interviewed.
But the findings have caused a controversy in the country, with some opposition supporters saying such opinion polls are difficult to conduct in a country like Zimbabwe, where there are allegations of political violence. Some analysts say the fear factor may actually inhibit what many citizens are willing to say publicly, and it may be difficult as a consequence to easily understand what support political parties may have, especially the parties that are the cause of coercion and violence. Some say with a crumbling economy, it's difficult to see why Mr. Mugabe is that popular. His backers, though, argue that the opposition in Zimbabwe is very weak, and President Robert Mugabe, according to them, is simply a cut above the best.
Mm. So it's time to talk, Blessing. You know, these are some of the most important kind of issues. So if you want to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. And please note that we are live streaming right now on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. I'll repeat that again. We are live streaming on VOA Ndebele, VOA Shona, and VOA Studio 7. So send us your messages, send us your numbers there, and then we chat.
Honguka hamawadiwa nasi, tila utitinge tichitarisa, ne zvekuti vamugabe vane mbiri here yavari kupiwa kana kuti havana, nekuti ongororo yakaitwa neve Mass Public Opinion vachishanda newe Afro Barometer iri kutiyo vanhu vakawanda vangasvika iwo makumi matanhatu nemana kubva muzana, 64% yevanhu vese muZimbabwe vanenge vane chivimbo navamugabe, asi vamwe vari kuti havanyatsowirirane neongororo yakadai. Tida kunzwa kubva kwamuri. Pane vakawanda, Gibbs, vanyora paFacebook. Tichange tichiverenga zvamanyora ipapo. Mafoni ari kunetsa, asi aiwa, musarase mbereko nekufirwa. Munofarira kuti munge muchiramba muchiedza kuti tinge tichitaura muchirongwa chedu chanhasi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke zvile okunyo Blessing kuti umongameli Robert Mugabe kanyo uyatenjwa kakhulu kwele Zimbabwe, loko kuchio ya Afro Barometer, ekele Mass Public Opinion, kuti itingatinga, iye pendle, kuti abantu bathini. So, kukukono kuge okuti mweyo, kukanya ngazani sibili kupumu kuti, umongameli Mugabe, utenjwa ngabantu aba 64% aba Zimbabwe, kuzo buya ma opposition parties, aba pikisi bandeleza, anupie fungani, bake panzi, 36%, jia, aba ngani bati, atemba kodwa ngani kuyahlupha pleasing kodwa ke kulabantu abaningi abathi impumela le ingana iqondanga so singazi ukuthi iqondile kuba iqondanga but ngokutsho kwalabo kwenzileyo bathi bayitshayile
and how are these opinions gathered? Of course, we had the opportunity to talk to one of the researchers, that is the senior researcher at the Massa Public Opinion Institute, or MPOI, that is Mr. Stephen Ndoma. I had an interview with him, and I asked him how do they conduct these interviews and their surveys to come up with such reports. Let's take a listen to what he had to say. Do we have Ndoma?
Hopefully you come.
In terms of our methodology, what we do as a research organization is that this is a nationally representative sample of adult citizens of Zimbabwe. And by adult citizens, I'm referring to those who are 18 years and above. So basically, all respondents are randomly selected, and the sample is distributed across regions. Our province is in the case of Zimbabwe, and urban or rural areas in proportion to their share in the national population. So what we are saying is that at the end of the day, given that our the population composition is such that 37% is from urban areas and 67% from rural areas, so that should actually also reflect in the total sample. So we have every adult citizen having an equal chance of being selected for the interview. And we also conduct face-to-face interviews in the language of the respondent's choice. So our sample size was 1,200 adult citizens, and this yields survey results with a margin of error of plus or minus 3%. It's a 95% confidence level. And for your information, this fieldwork was conducted between 28 January and 10 February 2017. I hope I've been able to answer what you are looking for.
But then there are some people who are disputing the results, saying that it's difficult to conduct such surveys or public opinions in Zimbabwe because of what they are alleging to be a fear factor.
When we look at the survey findings, I don't know. Sorry. When we are looking at the survey findings, I don't think fear factor is much of a problem because when our enumerators get into the field, they introduce themselves. They also clarify why they are there in the field, the purpose of the survey, and they also assure the respondents of survey confidentiality. And if any prospective interviewee is unwilling to be interviewed, we don't force anyone to take part in the survey.
That there was the lead researcher, Mr. Stephen Ndoma of the Mass Public Opinion Institute, or MPOI. And Gibbs, I think we have our first guest. That's Honorable Tabitha Kumalo, MDCT Deputy Spokesperson.
Honorable Kumalo, good to meet you again. You know, now this time on Live Talk. How are you? So now tell us a little bit about what you actually think happened when this survey was conducted, because this survey clearly shows that the president is very popular. By my calculations, 4.5 million people actually, you know, have got that kind of trust for the president.
Well, I'm a bit confused because research claims
Can you move a little bit, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo? Can you move a little bit, just a little bit?
Yes, I hear. How is that?
That's better, yeah.
And now?
Yeah, that's okay. Better, that's good.
I hear the researcher claims he interviewed 1,000 people.
1,200.
I don't know. 1,200, and in that 1,200, multiplied and divided and brought it to 5 million. Now, anyway, having said that, as far as we are concerned, I have no clue that this researcher lives in Zimbabwe. And if he does live in Zimbabwe, maybe stays in one of these posh suburbs where all this rot that is happening behind the scenes is not seen. This survey, to me, one is bogus.
Your line is cutting.
If we don't think.
Honorable Kumalo, your line is cutting. Can you just a little bit?
Okay, let me try again.
Are you in a hotel? We're going to call you back that number.
Yes, use the landline.
Yeah, okay. I forgot the landline. I'll call you. Same landline number, right?
All right.
Yeah, okay. All right. Mm-hmm.
Of course, the phones are a bit problematic, but that's there. It's just a teaser from the opposition deputy spokesperson, opposition MDCT, Honorable Tabitha Kumalo. She's disputing this, but of course, we'll try to call her back and try to understand if these surveys actually benefit the opposition to, you know, work extra hard in order to win the hearts and minds of the people, Gibbs.
Yeah, I was actually listening to an interview, Blessing, and this gentleman was talking about the fear factor as something that was neutralized before the actual survey, you know, meaning that before talking to Blessing, you say, you know, I'm from such a place and I believe that maybe you trust me, sort of like, you know, talk, you know. I don't think surveys are conducted that way. That methodology on its own is fundamentally flawed. Because when you get into a situation where you start interviewing people, anything can happen.
Yeah,
that fear still remains. And, I mean, qualitatively, I'll just dismiss that kind of thing, saying the fear factor is something that was washed out. You know, so, I mean, it should have affected it. But the margin of error of plus or minus 3%, I think maybe it factors that kind of thing. So at the end of the day, maybe there are so many things that should be considered. But let's read what people are saying on Facebook. So there is Mkokeli Kumbuzai, Kumbuzi Malaba. Otika ngeke lapha nje kube njalo. Sibona ngazani 64% lay abantu laba bavela ngapi. Bangabe bengabantu bezanupf, meaning that these are ZANU-PF people maybe that were sampled. Then we've got Noxolo Vundla, who says, ha, amanga wodwa sibili lawa sibili, asibone ukuthi ngabe kunjalo. So Noxolo is saying, no, these are lies. And then we've got Moken Mhlanga, who says, uma kunjalo, why are people being beaten up during elections? Uthi indaba abantu bechawa kakhulu ngesikhathi sokhetho. Then Moken Dube says, lawa ngamanga, meaning this is lies. And then Pakati Lamek says, yena umnumzana Mkabe, ngahloniphi abantu, poke abantu bangathi bamthemba ngalipi. So what Pakati is saying is, you know, if you don't respect people, how do you expect people to respect you and, you know, trust you at the same time? Then we've got Lindani and Love, who says, ukwesaba umuntu lokuhlonipha izinto ezehlukeneyo. So here he's saying that, you know, you can respect somebody, but you wouldn't trust maybe that kind of person.
Of course, tinevamu wanyora ku Facebook ye Shona. Mkoma Ed Mota wana wanu tivamgabe muna anukwanisa kuisa njere zavo into practice. Chavane nge wafunga kuita, vano ichita, vana machikira uye isu vajinji kuronga tinukwanisa asi paguzo zvita tinotya. Emmanuel Mangena anoti vamugabe vanofarirwa nevanhu. Almost Africa yose inovafarira. Chokwadi chakangonaka nguva dzose. Tox Mkwazi anoti ini hangu ndomufarira singaite kubva paya paakati kana zvikadi kwai mungataure zvese zvamunoda asi ivo vega vakanditi ini kana mukandivhotera handichadi kutonga Zimbabwe nekuda tsvangirai chete ndiye achaona yekutamba. Not quite understand kuti vari kunyora kuti kudia. Tina knowledge japu chauke anoti hapana munhu anofarira nzara kutambura nekugara munyika dzevamwe tichibatwa senhapwa nekuda kweutongi hwavamugabe. Hapana anovafarira mukuru uyu asi kuti vanhu vanomutya, vanotya kuurayiwa apa pamavhotsi achibirira vanhu. Then matarirano Martin anoti ongororo iyi kana ichiitwa neAfrobarometer ndezvipi zvinenge zvinyatsotariswa patsvakurudzo dzavo. Lenmo Nyambuya anoti ini hangu ndinobvumirana nayo nyaya iyo, hakuna munhu anofarira navo vakuru ava, it's only vanhu vari kubhenefita neuori kwete ruzhinji. Shepard Petrin Moya anoti asi ongororo yacho yakaitwa nevanhu vezanu PF, ukavaudza kuti vamugabe vakura vanoti unonyeba tsvangirai ndiye achembera, saka mukaita ongororo yakaitwa inenge ongororo yakaitwa nevanhu vezanu PF chete 85%. Boas Taru anoti hachisi chokwadi nekuti vanhu munyika vatambura zvikuru sei kuti kudivi rezvematongerwo enyika. Tagwirei Mateza anoti ukasazozviongorora nerimwe ziso unowana pasina kana mumwe chete achavafarira nyika yose kusvika kumhuri yavo chaiyo. We'll continue to read some of these messages, Gibbs. I think we have another guest.
Yes.
That is Mr. Michael Ndiweni, a political and economic commentator.
Yes, Mr. Ndiweni, how are you?
I am fine. How are you, Gibbs?
No, siyaphila kakhulu ke. Akutsho ukuthi wena ubona kanjani ngophenyo lolu olwenziwe?
Ya, mina ngibona kwami Gibbs. I-research leya Afrobarometer. I think it's a cause for concern. The council of Onapa, I think, for the opposition. Anyway, the Kenyans would see Abantu Abatana confidence because of the what is happening. Opposition is in disarray. It's not clear what is their strategy as they move towards the 2018 elections. So as a result, Abantu Abana Shua would what exactly is going to happen. Maybe to some extent, Abantu Mkabe. Maybe it is because of what they maybe the thing is inconsistency in terms of what he's doing, whether it's bad or good. But like other speakers are saying, he has a record of doing it in as so maybe that means then that whether it's what he's doing is good or bad, but it's consistent. But the opposition, Aila direction, and so as a result, people are seemingly have not trust. Opposition. Ngiphinde futhi ngithi mina engxenye i-research naleyo engayisenziwa isikhathi esiningi abantu babe besesaba ukuthi vele into lo yivuzela uza kuyenzani information oyitholayo. So as a result ama-respondents engabe ele fear but sitting right margin of error so ukuthi 5%. To some extent I think it's an indication ukuthi the opposition movement in Zimbabwe it needs to re-strategize from figure. I think it's a wake-up call for me. It means that Mugabe will win the election, but it's a wake-up call to the opposition. That is my view.
Oh, okay. So what Mr. Ndiweni is saying is that these results reflect that the opposition is in disarray, and at the end of the day, it could be true that the president is very popular. So. He says this is a wake-up call for the opposition, and they should act on it to, or maybe re-strategize, to see what they can do. And then he says the fear factor, maybe it is playing a role there in terms of the outcome of the survey. Yeah.
I think we have Honorable Kumalo back now. Honorable Kumalo? Yes, Honorable Kumalo, you heard there what Mr. Ndiweni said, that maybe this is actually a wake-up call to the opposition to organize themselves.
Thank you. Do you know what? Me, I get so worried when we get these analysts who criticize whatever is being done by whoever. And all the time, all what they are good at is to criticize and don't give us where we are missing it. Now, if they are saying we are in disarray, I don't understand what that means. The same people were clamoring that the opposition must unite and to dislodge ZANU-PF. We are in the process of negotiating with each other to unify ourselves. We are now being told that there is confusion. So what is it that we are supposed to do? What confusion are they talking about? Because when you are negotiating, you just tend to walk out and go to the press and tell them, oh, we have negotiated, this is what we've done. Because the press will speculate and the whole process goes into disarray. Just recently, President Tsvangirai was signing an MOU with President Watchman. So where is the disarray here? And secondly, this Afrobarometer thing, as far as I'm concerned, to me, it's workers' focus. Because I don't know whether they're talking of the Zimbabwe that I live in or they live in a different Zimbabwe. And secondly, in this country, it is scary to talk ill about ZANU-PF. People have disappeared. People have been killed. People have been raped. People have been maimed. Who in his normal mind would love to put themselves at harm's way? So obviously, what is the best way to get rid of a problem is to accept what you are being told. And again, it is not what is happening. People are tired of ZANU-PF. People are suffering. There is no money. Hospitals are killing us. Our kids are graduating. They are staying under bridges and smoking drugs, drinking alcohol, drinking cough mixtures. Now, if you are telling, they are telling us that Mugabe is popular. If they are saying he is popular in destroying Zimbabwe, I agree with them 100%. But if they are saying he is popular in leading us to nowhere as we are now, then I have a big problem with that, because that is not true.
Ah, thank you, Honorable. Tine muteereri wedu kutanga mukoma Jerry Ncube vari kunembudzia makadi.
Tipo makadi zve.
Aiwa tiripo, tipewo pfungwa dzenyu.
Ini pfungwa dzangu handioni sekutaura kwavari kuita kuti zvinofambirana. Nokuti ini maonero andoita hapana kana munhu achiri kuvada. Kana vakaita mbiri yekuti vanofamba havo vachibuda vachinda kunze kwenyika ikave mbiri iyo yekuti vanodiwa nedzimwe nyika dzinovada kuti vanowisa mari yenyika yezimbabwe vachienda ikoko, haungu tingabvumirana, kwete kuti vachiri kudiwa nemwana wezimbabwe. Nokuti mwana wezimbabwe ari kutambura panguva ino.
Asika vari kuhwina kasarudzo nai mukoma Jerry.
Munoona kuhwina kwavanoita payapaya ndo zvandakambokuudzai musiya kuti izvozvi kunoku vatotanga nyaya yekuunganidza masabhuku vachihlinidzira vanhu vachiti munoenda makanyogwa pana sabhuku wenyu. Kana muri 25 tofangwa kuwana mavhoti akadaro ari 25. Saka ungati kuhwina ikoko here, isarudzo here? Kana kuti tiri kungoenda kunoita zvinoda umomo.
Asi vamwe
varikutaika unozvafana nemazuva apera kuti chero kukunji pokwake chaicha kunorambidzwa kuverenga mapepa maindependence saka tikati vanhu vakasununguka.
Ko vamwe vari kuti vanopikisa vacho havana kurongeka.
Vanopikisa vakarongeka but asi mukana mukoma. Iko zvino vanhu vari ku iko zvino vanhu vave nechivindi vari kungobva kutya kuri kubva zvishoma nezvishoma. Nemhango kuti vanhu vanga vachitya zveshuwa vachiidzirwa vachitya asi kutya kuri kubva zvishoma nezvishoma nemhango kuti taisai iko zvino vana pasai vanhu mavariro vakambosungwa. Saka ungati munhu uchiita zvinhu zvakanaka kana munhu unongomukambira kuti zvawaita izvi hazvina kunaka. Zvino kana iwoti munhu akangotaura zvinopesana nezvaunofunga hauchawirirani naye. Saka kufunga kugarisana.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Jerry Ncube.
Tinotenda zvikuru
mukoma Jerry pane mbudzi apa. Tatenda zvikuru. Gibbs, you heard from our first caller. He says that he does not believe there are that many people that still have confidence in President Robert Mugabe's leadership. He is pointing at the numerous crises that the nation is facing, cash shortages and all. And he's saying he does not understand why this survey is revealing that Mr. Mugabe is popular. And he's also saying that you can't blame the opposition, but they are dealing with a very brutal regime. And he's saying where he is in rural Nembudzia, the intimidation has already started ahead of the 2018 elections. He's saying the headmen are coming to them and threatening them. So he says Zimbabwe is not a free country at all. You are free to speak, but not free after talking.
Yeah. So let's get back to Mr. Ndiweni. Are you still on the line, Mr. Ndiweni?
Yes, I'm there, sir.
I guess you heard Honorable Khumalo clearly saying that, you know, sometimes people like you come here and talk a lot of things, but at the end of the day, do you believe really and you're convinced that maybe and maybe this survey is 100% correct?
All right. I think let me acknowledge Mr. Khumalo's submission that they are making an effort.
Honorable Khumalo,
yes, I'm saying that I want to acknowledge what he said, which is, they are making an effort.
What she said.
Okay. Mama Khumalo, ngithanda ukuthi ngivume ukuthi kuliqinisa ukuthi liyazama ukuthi libambane kumbe lisezendawonye ezi-opposition. Ezakusho ukuthi maybe i-research leyi kumbe i-survey leyi senziwa ngithi iyenziwe maybe kungaqaki ukuthi exactly i-direction ye-coalition kumbe ye-MOUs yena iyaya ngaphi. Maybe let's acknowledge, no, we are really seeing that they are trying to work together. We are appearing on social media and the media, having these joint rallies, etc., etc. But especially with civilians before, let me clear that. And then let me make a context of what we would see. As Kangele, the 21st April movement, I've been observing, like I said, maybe the NOPF in terms of organizing itself, whether they are doing good things or bad things, but in terms of organizing themselves, they seem to be very organized and consistent. Ngizani kumzekelo so 2020 festival movement. Ngabo wena abantu bezihambela ngenyawo besiya emadoko. Singala umuntu ofosiwe. Ama youth ontanga laba ngisho they were seen queuing kuma bus stop ngisho. Bezihambela willing. And what I'm trying to bring across is ukuthi opposition party, ama opposition parties eZimbabwe la akakhanye esenza izinto that shows ukuthi they are organized ngisho. Akukhanye ukuthi bayenzani. Yes, ama resources baorganizeka abanawo siyakwazi. But I'm talking kahle. Let's see things happening so that people begin to see which opportunity is serious. Regardless of the challenges. Yes, I agree with the economic situation in the country is very bad. I want they can't access their money. I want to be able to have students. I mean, I can't list it in the month. But the fact is, they need to see the direction that the opportunity is taking. And I want to tell you something. It's a surveillance we are doing. It does not mean that the opposition cannot change the perception of the people since 2018. It doesn't mean that this is the end. So painless. So that is it. It means that they need to reflect to say, okay, these people are saying whether they are saying the truth, whether they are bribed, the Afro Barometer, whether who is funding them whatsoever. But they are giving us a sign that we need to up our game. And in Afuti, I will say this. Maybe let's juxtapose the Afro Barometer survey lay and look for another survey. Or let someone conduct another survey. And then we juxtapose the outcome of these surveys and see what exactly are the people saying. I think that is my submission for now.
I think it's very clear there, Blessing.
Honorable Khumalo, you want to respond?
Yes, ngiyamuzwa sibunqube.
Undiweni,
hayi ngiyamuzwa, ngiyabonga sibili. Into ekhona lapha ngeyokuthi kwenziwe isurvey lithenziwe ngoFebruwari. Thina njengebandla le-MDC ngoFebruwari sangena ama-provinces onke, angisaqasi ukungena ama-provinces onke aseZimbabwe. Kodwa uNdiweni wobakwazi ukuthi thina njengebandla le-MDC asilalungelo lokusebenzisa i-ZBC. Ukhuluma ngezani namhlanje ngoba uyanelisa ukuvula i-ZBC. Ukangele yonke inkinga zabo zonke abazenzayo. And you conclude with they're organized. How can you be organized in the way? Nxa uzathumela abantu emankampanini ukuyabatshela ukuthi kule 21st February movement, inkampani yenu sifuna into ezinje. Lingala siza kuthi. So yikuba organize khonoku. And secondly, nxa kuthiwa khona akasenzi lutho. So thina indlela zokuthi sitshengise uZulu ukuthi siphakathi kukaZulu sikhuluma kunjenje. Sisemakhaya, singena ezindlini, sidinga osobhuku, sidinga ubani, owindi, sidinga ubani, sikhulumisana lapho. But ke akasila ndlela zokuthi libe kwazi kwesikwenzayo khonoku. So ngathi usithi thina esikwenza ka ucacanga kuyandanisa ukuthi wena usujayela ukuthi ubone impikitsheni kodwa ungavuzisisa phansi ku ground la kathi singikhuluma so ama MPs ethu ama provinces ethu abhizi ba ku ground labantu baqoqisana lozulu emakhaya so sitshele indlela esingayisebenzisa ukuthi sifikise lumsebenzi esiwenzayo ubone ngabantu abanjengani labanye bona laba Africa barometer.
Okay. Thank you very much honorable Khumalo.
So okay tiende ku atere tina va moyo vari ku Beatrice Makadi. Aiwa tiri report pe mpfungwa dzenyaya iri mudariro mainzwe.
Aya enda izwa ndiri kuizwa zvandinofungaka zvinoti sazeiya mine kuti vakaitira kupi nekuti ka isusu tiri kuminda vari kuminda chaivo havachavanzi kuti zvimwe vakuru dai vambodini dai vambozorora zviiava kuti vakaita sazeiya kupi andozi kutoshamisa inini ndinofunga kuti ka zvokurudza zvatotanga nekuti izvi zvii seiyabuda iye zvino saktaaaati nemaelections zviri kuzoitirwa kuti zvigojustifya kubirwa kunenge kwaitwa nekuti ka dai vamugani vachibira nevanhu ka iye zvino vakadai vasati vatanga vakatotanga kuchisidzirwa kare iko kuno kwatiri hakuna munhu anovhota ari ega vanhu vanoitwa magrupu zvanga zvichitaurwa nemunhu wekunepidziya uya ndo zviri kuitika unokuongo shuwa shuwa kana munhu achidiwa vanhu vanogochisidzirirwei vanhu vanogoroiwerweri iye munhu achidiwa munhu ungarova munhu anobuda here
saka muri kutyi vari kutyisidzira vanhu vachiita sei chaizvo
kuti zvinezvi tiri panapa ka tinoda kuzoziva kuti kana kukawanikwa vhoti neopozisheni vane vataura nemazito ekuopozishoni dzacho tinenge tida kuziva kuti ndiani ende tinomubata nemavhotero atinenge taita nokuti kana sabhuka ndiyeda anotanga kuvhota handiti pagroup of 10 sabhuka ndiye anotanga kuvhota ozorongwa pagroup kusvika vanhu vapera vese handiti ka sabhuka anotora ballot paper number dzake kana atora ballot paper number dzake akadinyora handi ivo vanoti tichazotatana ballot paper zvatoziva kuti ndiningi ine hangu ndinoziva kuti hazviitiki nokuti havana access kumai maballot paper zavo but ruzhinji hari kuzvizivi izvozvo
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru moyo nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
maita henyu baba vangu ndiyande makadaro
tinotenda zvikuru you're there from Mr. Moyo is also talking about voter intimidation in Beatrice so he's saying that he's a farmer according to what he said but he says even farmers are fed up with Mr. Mugabe. They think he has failed them. Gibbs.
Yes, Blessing, I've got a caller here. Ubekezela ukhona ngale ke ecoli. Baba Bekezela kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njana.
Siyaphila kakhulu. Nathutaba lapha kuthiwa ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe abantu bamthemba kakhulu kwelezimbabwe nokubona njani lokho
ye angeke ngale uyazi angeke ngize ngithuthi abamthembi noma bayamthemba kodwa-ke mina ngombono wami okomthetho ukwenza kwakhe ngokomthetho walaphana ukuthi ngiyathemba ukuthi wenza kahle ngoba uyazi ukuthi kwamanye amazwe ngiyibona ukuthi uthole ukuthi kunobugebengu obuthile kokuthi kunokuthi uyazi uthole ukuthi kurethwa abantu kubulawa abantu le nalena kodwa umuntu wakhona kugcine angatholakalanga but laphana kulelani lizwe wenza into ephuma eceleni ube kwazi ukuthi uzobanjwa kuphela and uzoyejele then enye into engibona ukuthi engingenaqiniso layo ukuthi bamthemba noma kabamthembi yabona njengoba kuyiwa kundaba zama-election kuma-election ke lapho yikho okunzima khona kakhulu ngoba ngengabona ngengahambela kwenye indawo khona laphana kusenziwa ama-election ngathola ukuthi ukwenza kwakhona kufanele ukuthi uma sisiyavota kufanele ukuthi wena uma ungahambisani nebandla elibusayo kufanele ukuthi bali se gamala ko liye seceleni ene lavantsana nebandle lisawume ukuthi bahambe sekhobe bese line ngekhokhelo sebhuku sebhuza sima isika lapha nathi nampa abantu mbiya la besigabeni sami kodwa izivani bani akabhalisanga ngoba kuthi ukuthi akahambisani nalokho ene lokho yinto mpela noma ungainvestigate ngaphuza ayithola ukuthi kuyiqiniso le nto engiyishoyo then ke bese sithi kwezokubusa uyawomisa umthetho ukuthi kungabi nemisebenzi yabantu abantu bangasebenzi kodwa kokunye ungananzelela ngempela kahle kahle uyenza into elile ngoba laphana kulelanize noma sokuthena ngeke uzibenze igebengu uphumelele ungavotshwanga umthetho wake u-strict ukahle ngiyawuthanda mina lowo mthetho awenza laphana ngokwenza kwakhona kodwa ke bese kusithi into nje mina engibona ukuthi aphoxa ngayo izwe ekuthatheni kwakhe abantu simvotele njengabantu waphoxa nje ngokuthi abe sethi sethithizwa kulala amaNdebele kwakungafanelanga ukuthi abulale ngoba angabantu labo noma bengasilizwe labo kodwa ke abantu labo
kwakungafanelangaqedisa khonapho babekezela 10 seconds
ya
yes suqedile ba
umbuso wakhe siyawuthanda muhle
hayi sibongele kakhulu
ngathi mina ngedwa nami ngiyawuthemba muhle ngomunye othembayo kwezemthetho
aha hayi siyakuzwa mnumzana sibongele kakhulu so this is Mr. Bekezela is in South Africa. He says he's one of those people who trust you know what the president is doing, especially when it comes to laws. So he says if you commit a crime in Zimbabwe you are going to be arrested. Come rain, come sunshine. So he says that happens. So I don't know whether it happens in all cases or, you know, this is a general assumption. So he says, well, I respect what the president does, but at the same time, he does certain things that are not good at all. So he says, you know, he's oppressing a lot of people, and that is not good. And, you know, voting is always complicated. You know, people go to the polls and there's a lot of friction, you know. He doesn't like that. But he says, basically, when he looks at Mr. Mugabe, he says, well, he does things, you know, that are good and that are bad. So meaning that's why maybe many people trust him when it comes to certain issues.
Yeah. Let's go back to Honorable Kumalo. Does your party read these surveys and you discuss and see where you can improve, or you just dismiss them outright?
No, we do read them. And where there's need for us to improve, we do work on that. We don't dismiss them outright. But there are some that we take with a pinch of salt.
And this one in particular?
And this one, since it has just come out, so which means to say, as a party, there's need for us to sit down and look at it and then analyze it, and hopefully we'll come up with a party position on that survey.
Honorable Kumalo, what are the repercussions for you as a party to actually take a hard line and say, this does not work, this is nonsense? What happens to your party if you take that kind of route?
To say that the survey doesn't work.
That's right. To say the survey is just nonsensical, it's rubbish, that kind of thing.
As party leadership, if we sit and we realize it's nonsensical, we will pronounce it. Because we are sick and tired of behaving as if things are okay when things are not okay in this country. And we have got to a stage whereby ZANU-PF has made lies look like the truth look like lies, peace look like war, and war look like peace. So the time has come for us to read the Riot Act and say it as it is. So if it's bogus, we will pronounce it as a party.
But last time, you know, a similar survey was conducted and there was a same result. So at the end of the day, don't you think that maybe you need really to sit and be serious. Sit down, be serious on this thing, and come out with a tangible way of strategizing for the future, you know?
Yeah, but what you must know is this is another way of ZANU-PF trying to divert people's attention on the issue of the biometric voter fraud. So what they've decided is they've realized that there's this congregation where opposition parties are coming together. So the best way to divert people's attention is to come up with this with this survey, so that everybody drops the issue of reforms that we're demanding from ZEC, the issue of the biometric voters' roll, so that we monitor it, and the issue of the for it to benefit the people, for example, for those that don't have IDs. Mm-hmm. People that don't have homes. So how do you bring evidence of where do you stay? So what they've decided, they are diverting now our attention because they've realized they failed to defuse us when it comes to our demands to ZEC. Mm-hmm. So that is how ZANU-PF works. If we go back to 1999, 2000, when they're invading farms, he introduced the post. We forgot about the farm invasions and the plight of the farm workers. We all ran with the Public Order and Security Act. And what happens? Today, farm workers are stranded, they don't have anything to their name, and they are not recognized by anybody anymore. Mm-hmm. ZANU-PF is their way, their strategy of diverting the attention of the people while they try to concentrate on which move to take vis-a-vis the issue of NERA, the issue of us, our demands, the issue of the reforms. Mm. So anything that comes out, whether survey, whether blueprint, whether whatever, you have to scrutinize it first and then come up with a position. But as I, like I said, as a party, we are on the ground as I speak. In each province is on the ground, talking to the people, doing door-to-door campaigns. So all of a sudden, there is this survey that says Mugabe gets 64%. And in other words, it could be a confirmation to say they have already rigged the 2018 elections. So the opposition will get 64% and Mugabe gets 65%.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Mr. Ndiwena. Are you still on the line?
Yes, I'm there.
Of course, you know, ZANU-PF will argue that they are very popular. They've programs that they say have benefited the people. You can talk about the land reform. They can also say that they've also empowered the people. That 51% stake in companies. And if it comes to things that are not working, ZANU-PF has always argued that it is because of sanctions. Do you think people are buying that argument? That's why we have such results?
I'm not really sure of the methodology and the scope of the survey. What was really the focus of it? Mm-hmm. So then I may not be able to adequately respond to your question. Mm-hmm. But I don't want to focus on ZANU-PF. I want to apologize. I want to focus on the opposition. Mm-hmm. And I want us to, I'll digress a bit. I want us to go to the previous poll figures, the previous election figures. Mm-hmm. If you look at the figures, we realize that the opposition has maintained maybe around 1.2 to 1.5 million voters every election. Thereabout, if I tend to be guided, but it isn't past a million, I mean 2 million votes. And my challenge is that as much as talk about rigging and any other thing, if the opposition is serious and they sit down and do Nugama Kwab and work towards increasing the number of Ama voters, that will help the argument, like Mwam Kumalo is saying, ZANU-PF is already rigged. I think that is an activist kind of contribution. Mm-hmm. But I think we need to go deeper and say, looking back at the previous elections, how have we fared in terms of numbers? And what is the margin between us and ZANU-PF? And how best can we increase our number to go at least 2 million or 2.5 million? To me, that is the debate that should be focusing on. Whatever regime or not, we don't have evidence. Yes, we do not know who sponsored the Afrobarometer research and what was its effort. But it gives us, it gives people then a space to reflect to say, how do we improve from what we have now? Let's not dismiss this survey. If we dismiss it and say it's just nonsensical and et cetera, et cetera, opposition will be shooting itself in the feed. going back to your question, do I think that unionization 51%? I think that there is a lot of confusion, Duwe and your colleagues. I think you've been following the discussion around, let's try with unionization, let's let's go for it, let's do away, let's reform it, let's look at the legislation and change it a bit. I think that people are not very competent in that in that kind of a program, mm-hmm. because you do not know what will happen tomorrow. Perhaps it's a political gimmick that will be changed tomorrow. So I do not think that it's one of the things that perhaps we use to conduct this survey. But going back to what I said, I think that the opposition has to work towards increasing their numbers. And I think also that perhaps they need to think about the candidate issue. Mm-hmm. Is their candidate gaining more support or is their candidate losing support? Mm-hmm. Not based on Afro Barometer, but looking at the previous elections as the opposition, is their candidate getting, are the numbers increasing or they are decreasing or they are just stagnant? If they are stagnant, what does that mean? Maybe the candidate is now redundant. They need to think about injecting new blood to take the movement forward. To me, those are the critical questions that we should be focusing on now. Yes, reforms on the other side to have elections with the reforms, yes. But in-house, what exactly are you doing that is concrete, that is going to enhance the people to vote for you or to support? Those are the questions that I think I should pose to the opposition. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mr. Andiwene. I think we have a caller. Of course, it's difficult. People have different views. But there's a saying that the color of the cat does not matter as long as it catches mice. Mm-hmm. So maybe people might not agree with Afrobarometer and the mass public opinion, but it's important to read what they are saying in order for the opposition to be successful. We'll see. Tinava Nyoni, Variku Gaberoni, Botswana, Magadi.
Magadi, Baba.
Aywa, Tirinani, Parise, Iba, Botswana.
And this was also.
Mm-hmm. Tower writings.
Dulabu Kumbira, and we saw Mbavaka Terry, I suppose. Research a case where you put a better promo and mutton on that. You can go talk about this. You wake up call.
I'm going to go to the MDC. 1,200 ndo vano represent vanhu vese nyangwe kuno kundo zvavanoita vanobvunza vanhu vashoma kana kuti 1,000 vochizoi ona kuti kana vakawanda zvakadii vachitsigirawo ndo maitirwa anoita masurvey nekuti vakada kuita munhu wese banganedzi
asi ndiri kuti inini ivo muZimbabwe masi matimu ndo musabindi handiriko kumwedzi miviri mitatu ina ndiri pamusha. I think I'm not going to be able to take a shape.
Mm-hmm. Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vanyoni nekupinda muchirongwa chedu. Tinotenda zvikuru. Of course, you heard there from Mr. Nyoni. Aiwa, kana tazopedza chirongwa vanyoni. Nekuti line range kushandiswawo nevamwe, saka imuka dropa, totora mumwe muteereri. Kana tapedza chirongwa. Tinotenda zvikuru. You heard there from Mr. Nyoni in Botswana. He's saying that in Zimbabwe, it's difficult to conduct such opinion polls because people are afraid, people are abducted, and it's not a safe environment. Gibbs.
Yeah, so here are some of the key findings. Blessing. According to Afrobarometer, religious leaders command a lot of trust among Zimbabweans, with almost 72% saying that they trust them, while only a few adult Zimbabweans, that is 32%, place faith in the opposition political parties. And 36% of adult Zimbabweans say they don't have trust in the opposition political parties. Now, almost two-thirds of adult Zimbabweans, that is 64%, as we've been saying, actually trust Mr. Mugabe. And so there is more trust for the president in rural areas, 69%, than urban centers, 55%. You know, they claim that they somewhat or a lot trust the president. And then half of the adult Zimbabweans, 50%, reported that they trust the electoral management body, the Zimbabwe Electoral Commission. And Masvingo province has the highest proportion of adult Zimbabweans, 67%, who claim that they trust it somewhat or quite a lot, with Bulawayo province having the least trust, that is 28%. Sike siye kumnumzana Honest Ndebele, kulangale ke South Africa. Baba Ndebele, kunjani?
Kuna linjani baba?
Niyaphila kakhulu. So abantu eZimbabwe bathi umongameli bamthemba, umongameli mkani. Ungathi ngoda balolu.
Ah, babuta balolu. Lungzi malolu. Ngathola sometime kuba liqiniso. Ngoba kuyadependa ngokuthi yona le survey iyenziwe kuphi. Maya ngabe yenziwe ema reserve ikakhulu especially eMashonaland. Kungaba liqiniso mpela. Mara mina into ngisizwayo ndiyile ukuthi abantu kuthiwa khona ngama election ukuthi abantu babuya namasebhubhu kuthiwa bazovota. Leyo angivumelani nayo mnumzane. Uyazi ngike ngaconduct ama elections mina personally from 2000 to 2002 2005. Lucky 2000 and 2005 being now conducted now. Maybe it's not even up in area. 2002 being outside, when you say much south, okay. Yeah, that's what I want to be and a good polling station free. Ngiyabona angisho ukuthi intimidation ayikho. Yona intimidation lapha ekhona ne. Ikhona during the campaign. Makukampaignwa lapha. But on the day ye vote nomunye nomunye umuntu uziphakamela nje endlini wakhe eya e-polling station. Yeah. Ubona isikhathi esiningi abantu abaningi izanifethi ungazitholi usekele emadebeleni ngoba vele on the day ye vote abantu baziyela nje straight ku campaign ku polling station bafike bazibhotele nje ngendlela abavota ngayo laba bangakhoni aba illiterate basize and ngendlela abasizwa ngayo is a presiding officer, one of the election officers and the police officer. They accompany that person by like election booth. That is, yeah, he systemed it before and has already been seen. But if you're a panel to Anuyabus and the right set lap, nice ballot paper, you party of Nubu Votela, I two moon to put in Nubu Votela party and the Bus and Labavant of Yamus or Team Yabo. Yazi ukuthi yikho ngisithi khona yazi ukuthi kuyadepende ukuthi survey yakho niyenziwe kuphi ne. Umgabe zikhona izinto ezilungileyo azenzile eZimbabwe according to abanye abantu. Bana kwabanye abantu zikhona ezinye izinto nazo ezihlukumeza abantu mpela kokuthi bangeke bamthembe. Uyabona kukhona umuntu okuwakhuluma ekuqaleni ukuthi uma sikhangela into yelaw, uyabona.
ukubamba umthetho ekhaya. Uyabona lapho esikhona njengamanje lapho esikhona yazi ukuthi abantu bayenzimathanda nje. Ngunike
isizwe
encane nje. Uthola umuntu nje yazi esivilian ephezu kwephala lika Eskom nje yazi ayazi etemper le electric nje ngeyini.
Yes, ukubamba umlomo khonapho ke. Yeah, honest Ndebele is got to spell the Baba Yenakolis. So, what do
you
So, according to Honest Ndebele, he says he was one of the people that was, you know, assisting in the voting process in Zimbabwe.
Mm-hmm.
And he says he conducted elections in Bulawayo and in Kezi. And so that the system is free and fair.
Mm-hmm.
Because, of course, if you don't know what to do in the polling booth, they assist you.
Mm-hmm.
But you actually indicate which party you want and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
And the further said, Mr. Mugabe has got people that support him.
Mm-hmm.
And they always say, yes, he's trustworthy and all those kind of things.
Mm-hmm.
But he does certain things that are not good at times.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Honorable Kumalo, you want to comment on that?
No, I wanted to comment on the issue of saying the opposition must not just disregard this report.
Mm-hmm.
We are not disregarding it.
Mm-hmm.
When we came from the 2013 elections, there were reports that came out, and we were given a sort of analysis
mm-hmm.
where we went wrong. And I agree with him that we have got 1.2 million stagnant voters.
Mm-hmm.
That is why President Tsvangirai started to do the provincial tour. He was touring all the provinces, meeting the structures, meeting the opinion leaders. So that we share notes with the people to say, okay, we lost the 2018 election. What went wrong? And then we are given the insight of where we missed and where we want to change.
Mm-hmm.
And that is why I'm repeating once again to say, as the MDC, as I speak, every province is on the ground, members of parliament, provincial structures, district structures, ward structures are on the ground doing a door-to-door campaign and also meeting opinion leaders. To find out the flaws where we went wrong. And secondly, on the issue of saying we have got 1.2 million stagnant voters, we then agreed to say from what the people are demanding to say there's need for us to correlate with other parties to join hands. And that is what we are doing. And if you look at the results for 2013 from the opposition and ZANU-PF, if you add the opposition results together, we would have won that election. But certainly mm-hmm. because we are fragmented, we did not win it. Meaning to say, by then coming together, signing these MOUs, we are trying to fuse those figures so that we can up our number. And at the same time, we are looking at the young voters as well.
Mm-hmm.
As you are all aware that the youth are very difficult to go and get IDs or just to go and register as voters. So we have a program that we are saying, Perekeza Mana, Perekeza Lumtuan, where we are asking the parents, when they are going to register, when the BVR starts, they must take their kids there because the youth will decide their future in the 2018 elections.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much, Honorable Kumalo. Maybe, Mr. Ndiweni, your last word?
Yes, I'm so happy that Kumalo is talking about this. I think they must continue asking themselves the very difficult questions to say, how do we increase the numbers as the opposition? And like he's saying, must coalesce. That is that's one avenue of using it. MPP, MTCT, MDC, Mthakazi Republic Party, ANSA, and everyone else must get on board so that they try and increase their numbers. I think they must follow this survey, follow it, and try to work, think about how to galvanize new voters. Like she's saying, that young people have to vote. At least I think this election that is coming, they must have at least 3-5 million voters.
Mm-hmm.
And that's their challenge.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Mr. Ndiweni, of course, that was always the criticism of the opposition parties in Zimbabwe, that if you put three of them in one room, they will form four political parties and two NGOs. And on that note, we come to the end of the show. We want to take this opportunity to thank our guests this evening, Honorable Tabita Kumalo, MDCT Deputy Spokesperson, then Mr. Michael Ndiweni, political commentator, and we also briefly had Hugh Gibbs. Those were just the two?
Yes.
Okay. We don't want to leave anyone. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, and those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our team behind the scenes, our engineers and producers. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube saying good night, Zimbabwe.